Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. It is the day that no one else has ever been in this day. No one knows what today holds. But our God, by His grace, by His mercy, by His love, He has allowed us to see this new day. There are so many people who would have loved to be here today, but they are not here. Some went to sleep last night and they did not wake up. Some got up so early this morning to go wherever they are going, whether to work or whatever trip they took. They ran into an accident and now they are not here. But you and me, we are here because of His grace. So we are very grateful with what God is doing right here at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. We are excited with what God is doing. And today is Friday. It's Friday the 9th, the 9th of October. The time is just flying, but we are still believing God for souls to be won, bumper harvest of souls to be won to the kingdom of God this year of 2020. And we just thank God for that. So this morning we're going to start by prayer. And we will say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, we thank you this morning for waking us up, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. We are ready, Father. We are ready to receive all that you have installed for us. We are ready to receive all the blessings you have prepared for us today. We are ready, Father, to operate, to be led by your Spirit. Yes, for the steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman, a good man, they are ordered by God. So this morning, Father, we surrender, we submit ourselves to you to order our steps. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we rebuke any hindering spirit, any spirit that might want to distract us to do what you have called us to do. We rebuke them right now in the mighty name of Jesus and release the spirit of obedience, the spirit of God to take charge and take full control of our lives. This morning, we pray, Father God, even the spirit of unforgiveness that might try to hinder our prayers this morning, we rebuke them and pray, Father God, that you have mercy on us, O God, according to your unfailing love and according to your great compassion, Lord. We pray that you blot out all our transgressions, blot out all our sins, anything and everything that we have done, Father, that is not pleasing to you. We pray that you forgive us, Father, whether we have not pleased you by omission or by submission. Anything, Father, whether it's by our mouth, by our words, by our thinking, by where we were or where surroundings, anything, any kind of mission, Lord, we just pray that you forgive us, Father. Blot out all our transgressions. Wash away all our iniquities, Lord, and cleanse us from all sins, Father. We do not want anything to hinder our prayers this morning. We pray, Father God, that you cleanse us with your hyssop and wash us clean, Father. Wash us that we'll be whiter than snow, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that this morning, do not hide your face away from us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Create in us, Father, a pure heart, a clean heart, Father. Renew a steadfast spirit within us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, do not cast away us away from your presence, Father. Do not take your Holy Spirit away from us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, that you restore to us your joy, the joy of your salvation, Father, and grant us a willing spirit, a willing heart, Father, that you sustain us, Father, this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for your anointing, Father, the anointing that breaks the yoke. We thank you for your anointing, Lord, that we'll be able even to teach the transgressors your ways, Lord. We'll be able to teach and lead and point the sinners back to you, Father, and tell them the goodness of the Lord, that you are a Savior, that Jesus is the Savior, that you so loved the world, Father, that you gave your Son, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believe in you, Lord, will not perish, but have everlasting life. So, Father God, this morning we pray that you help us, that we'll tell, Father, there are our brothers and sisters out there who do not know you. They need salvation. They need deliverance. They need healing. They need redemption. They need your touch, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, this morning. We pray, Lord, that you draw them unto you, Lord. Draw them unto you, Father. Soften their hearts, Father. Give them the heart of flesh. Give them a soft heart that when they hear your word, when they hear your voice, they will not harden their hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, so that they come to you, Lord. They come to you. They run to you. Yes, as you promised and you called in your word, Father, that come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And you said to take your yoke, yes, and take your yoke, because your yoke is easy, your yoke is light, to exchange our heavy yoke, our heavy laden with yours, for you, yours is light, in the mighty name of Jesus. And you even extended and say you are meek and lowly in heart. Yes, we thank you, Father God, and you will give us rest in the name of Jesus. So we pray for our brothers and sisters out there, Father, that they come, whatever it is that is holding them back, whatever that stronghold, Father, we pray, Father God, this morning, that devil, the blood of Jesus is against you. We command you right now by the authority and the power we get from the blood of Jesus to get your hands off our brothers and sisters. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever that stronghold, Lord, that is holding them back, whether it is substance abuse, Lord, whether it's alcohol, prescription drugs, illegal drugs, abuse, or anything, whatever the generational curses, territorial spirits, whatever it is that is holding them back, we pray, Father God, for them to be loosened and to come to their senses. Some are like a prodigal son who just left their father's house and go and
to a far away country and they squander everything they have, and now they are eating with swines, they are eating the pig's food, and they need to come to their senses, Lord, and say, come back home, for you are ready to receive us, to receive them, Father, regardless of whatever the sin is, because you are faithful and just and to forgive, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that you draw them unto you, Lord, that they come, Father. We call them forth from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, that they come in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We honor you, Lord. I pray this morning, Father, for your healing power, the healing power of the blood of Jesus. For Lord Jesus, you are our healer. You heal all manner of diseases. There is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal, Father. I pray for Natalia, Lord. I pray for Melissa, Lord, and anyone and everyone who is under the sound of my voice, our prayer partners right here at this circle of friends. Yes, Lord, our prayer partners, yes, with the Unquenchable Fire Ministries, Lord. I just pray whoever is not feeling well, whatever the sickness, whatever, what manner of sickness it is, I just pray, Father God, that you heal them by your stripes, Lord Jesus. We are healed. There is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal, Father. You are our healer, Lord. You are our healer. You said healing is the bread of the children. So this morning, Father God, I release the bread of healing to heal my brothers and sisters, Father. Emotional healing, Father. Mental healing. Some are suffering from mental attacks. Yes, schizophrenic, double personalities, whatever it is, Father, I just pray this morning for your healing power, Lord. Any kind of disorder, any cancerous diseases, yes, I thank you, Father God, for your healing power this morning. I thank you, Lord, for you are our healer. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God, our healer, the one who heals us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, this morning. We honor you, Father God, for healing, Lord, not only physical healing, but emotional healing, spiritual healing, even relationship healing, Father. I pray this morning, yes, for the families, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, some are just hanging by the thread right now. I just pray, Father God, against the spirit of divorce, against the spirit of unforgiveness and division, the manipulation spirit, spouses manipulating their spouses and manipulating children, children manipulating parents. It's just a lot of disorder in these families, Lord. But this morning, as your prayer warriors, as our intercessors, we stand on the gap and intercede for families, Father, whether they are blended families, whether they are single parent head families, whatever the status of a family, Father, I just pray right now, releasing the presence of God, the power of the Holy Spirit to take charge and take control in these relationships, Father, in these families, that each and every one of the family member, each and every one of us, will operate the way you have called us to operate, Father, in the rightful place, Father. Husbands loving their wives as Christ loved the church. Yes, and wives submitting themselves to their own husbands. Yes, I pray, Father God, for the restoration of the Proverbs 31 woman, Lord, that these women, these mothers, yes, their husbands will call them blessed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray for the children to obey their parents, Lord. I rebuke any spirit of disobedience, Father, of stubbornness. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, and the parents, yes, for wisdom, Father God, that they will not provoke their own children, Lord. I pray, Father God, that you help us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we know, Father, the family is the foundation of everything. Once a family is strong, we will have a strong church. We will have a strong community. We will have a strong city, a strong state, even all the way up to the government, Father, our national community and international community. It all starts in the family, Lord. We can see, Father, from the disorders in the families, it trickled down all the way to the top, Father. So this morning, Lord, we intercede and pray for families, for the restoration of families, Father, to put them back together, to lean on you, Father. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, yes, the husbands, the fathers, be the priests of their households, to teach their children, to lead their families in the things of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Lord. Yes, that all families, Father, in the name of Jesus, will be connected to you, Lord, for you are the vine and we are the branches. And you say in your word, if any man remains in you and in you, Lord, he will bear fruit, and not only little fruit, but much, much fruit. And apart from you, we can do nothing. So I thank you, Father God, that we trust you. We depend on you, for we can do all things through you, Christ, who strengthens us. I pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, because I do know, Father, that the stronger the family, the stronger the church, which is the body of Christ. Yes, there will be security and stability, Father, in the families and in the church, and it trickles down all the way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for the restoration, whatever is crooked, whether it's unforgiveness, in the name of Jesus, that they will forgive each other, in the name of Jesus, whether it's their faith that is running low, I pray that it will be refilled, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. We also pray, Father, for our government, Lord, our local, national, and international leaders, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you guide them, Father, with your counsel, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Starting, Father, yes, our president and the vice president and their cabinet, Lord, the whole executive branch, Lord. There is a lot of chaos and disorder going on. Even this disease, this sickness, the COVID, Father, has even invaded the executive branch. I just pray, Father God, that you continue to cover them and heal those who are sick, Father, that they will focus and govern, Lord, the way they should, Father God. I pray for the legislative branch, Father, the Senate, the House of Representatives, that they legislate and do what they have been sent to the Capitol to do, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, our judicial branch, Father, the Supreme Court, the upper court, and the lower court, Father, the Congress, there is just a lot of chaos and disorder. But we know we serve a mighty God. We serve a God who does not change, the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, the one who is sitting on the throne, the one who is in control. Yes, Father God, even your children, we know, we read the story of the children of Israel. They were in bondage for years and years, hundreds of years, for a very long time. But Father, you deliver them with your right strong hand. And we thank you, Father, you are still in the business of deliverance. You are still in the business of rescuing your people, Father. So this morning, Lord, we pray that you deliver us, Father. You shield us. You protect us, Father. You cover us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we know you own even the hearts of the kings, those in the position of authority. You own their hearts. You can stare them like a sheep that is being stared by a sailor. So, Father God, you have the last to say, you have the last word. We pray, Father God, that you have mercy on us, Lord. We pray for the whole military community, Lord, all the branches, Father, the education system. Yes, Lord, I pray right now. There is still, even now, it has been over a month since the school has started, but there is still confusion and chaos going on. 1 week some are in school, 1 week they are at home, 1 week it's open, 1 week it's closed. It's a lot of chaos and confusion, not only to the educators and the administrators, but mainly to the children and the parents, the families. I just pray, Father God, for our education system, the students, the parents, the guidance, the school counselors, the administrators, those in position of authority. I pray, Father God, that you take charge. Yes, the restoration of our health system, Lord. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, even the whole workforce system, Father, whether it's private or government or public relations, I just pray, Father God, that you arise, oh God, arise, oh Father, and let all your enemies be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. For our God, you are a consuming fire. You are the fire that burns all sin and drought in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for if you are before us, Father, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win if you are on our side? We are more than conquerors, Father. We thank you because victory is ours, Father. We are on the side of winners in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. We glorify your name. For in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, we can do nothing. We trust you, Father God. For some trust in chariots, some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord, our God. Yes, for the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And when we run to you, we are safe. We thank you this morning for safety, Lord. We thank you, Father, for protection and stability, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We honor you, Lord. Bless each and every one of these intercessors right here this morning. You know their needs. You know their families. You know what needs to be touched. You know what needs to be rearranged, replaced. You know what needs to be restored. I thank you, Father God, for doing good to them. They wake up in the morning, early in the morning, even if they themselves have issues, have other things they need to take care of, but they come, Father, to intercede, to stand on the gap. So this morning I speak a blessing over them, Father, that they are blessed going out, they are blessed coming in, they are blessed in the morning, they are blessed in the noontime, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you do good to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you fight their battles, Father, the battles they know, the battles they don't know, those that are aware of and those that they are not aware of. You just do it in a gentle, gentle way, Father, for you are a gentle God. I thank you, Father God. for you are faithful. You are our defense. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and we consider it done by the precious blood of Jesus. The battle is won in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, good morning. Good morning, everybody. We just thank God this morning for giving us another opportunity to come and intercede at this hour of power, prayer, praise, and deliverance. Yes, as David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. This is the house of the Lord. You know, although we are separated by distance, but we serve the same God and the Holy Spirit, the omnipresent God. So he is present everywhere, wherever you are, whatever state you are, city you are, whether national or international, he is there. And we are glad to be here. So this morning, we are just going to go into the Word of God and see what the Lord has for us. And then the lines will be opened as soon as we finish and see what the Lord has in store for us. Amen. Amen. And we just thank God today is day 3 of our prayer and fasting. And I just want to encourage you, even if you have not started or maybe you were not aware, it's never too late. You can still pick a day, whether today or tomorrow or whatever is comfortable for you to pray and fast. And we are all aware that fasting really does not change God, but it changes us. It doesn't make God any greater than he is or make him any lesser than he is. He remains God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change, but it changes us. It makes us more focused. It makes us, you are giving a sacrifice of yourself, giving away the things you love, the time, and setting time aside to concentrate and, you know, listen and hear from God. We have had testimonies after testimonies of people saying when they are fasting, they think clearly, they hear clearly, because now your natural is not at the top, it's not in charge, but your inner man becomes in charge. So you cling more to the spiritual things. So we just thank God for the time of prayer and fasting. And I know this month, we are focusing on knowing God's will. This has been a beautiful, a blessed week. I mean, we had so much. God is so good. We had teachings, we had encouragement, we had scriptures, and I will encourage each and every one of us to go back and read them, because that's what makes us mature. That's how we get to know God's will. It is through his word. If we do not read his word, we will not know. So as we were encouraged, I can't remember what day, I think it was a Monday or Tuesday, that you know, the 2 points that at the top of my head, I don't have my notebook with me, but I take notes and write notes. I believe we have to learn the word of God and read the word of God. So everything we were taught and going through, it just get us or pointed us to the word of God. So this morning I want to pick, because we had so many scriptures from the book of Proverbs and other scriptures, and I would like to go to the book of Proverbs. And by the way, our scriptures of the week we are going through with is Psalm 32, verse 8, and Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, but I'm just going to go to the book of Proverbs. And something else I wanted to share, and I forgot to share with you last Friday, is with my Bible study team this month, we are focusing, if anyone is interested to join us, and I thought it is a really good idea, and I want to share with you, is we are focusing on the book of Proverbs this month, which is a book of wisdom, and Proverbs has 31 chapters. So this month of October is 31 days, so it's a chapter a day. If you want to join us, that means you will read at least 2 or 3 chapters a day throughout, you know, as many as you can throughout the weekend. That way, by Monday or whatever, you will catch up. Once you reach to that day and that chapter, you can do a chapter a day. And it has been very encouraging to me, and I believe to others also. Amen. So to our scripture reading this morning, what I would like to share with you is in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 8. And this is the chapter we were reading yesterday, and it just blessed my soul. Proverbs chapter 8, we're going to just to read the first 21 verses. let's see here. Okay. And I'm reading from the NIV version. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 through 21. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? At the highest point along the way, where the paths meet, she takes her stand. Beside the gate leading into the city, at the entrance, she cries aloud. We are talking about wisdom here, and we know wisdom is Jesus. Verse 4, to you, all people, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, set your hearts on it. Listen, for I have trustworthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. That's wisdom. That's Jesus. All the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. To the discerning, all of them are right. They are upright to those who have found knowledge. Choose my instructions instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have insight. I have power. By me, kings reign and rulers issue decrees that are just. By me, princes govern and nobles, all who rule on earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice gold. I walk in the way of righteousness, along the path of justice, bestowing a rich inheritance on those who love me and making their treasuries full. Amen. This is wisdom. It's talking about Jesus. It's describing who Jesus is, the characteristics, the being of Jesus. And I just want us to pull just a couple verses out of there. The whole thing is good. I mean, we can be here like forever. But I just want us to pull just a few verses out of there. That let's take verses 15 through 14, those four verses. This is wisdom, and he's saying, by me kings reign and rulers issue decrees that are just. By me princes govern and nobles, all who rule on earth. I love, this is where I was looking for, verse 17. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. That's Jesus. That's wisdom. And the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but the fools despise wisdom and instructions. And with us this week and these past 3 days or this whole month, as we are praying and interceding, this is a personal prayer, asking God to help us. Seeking God, we are wanting to know the will of God, the understanding, for us to understand the will of God. And we cannot do that without wisdom. And the Bible says, if anyone of you lacks wisdom, let him ask. And when you ask, this God, he will give it to you. And he said he will not withhold it from us. As long as we ask, how can we know God without wisdom? How can we get wisdom without asking? And all the understanding comes from the word of God. And he is saying he loves those who love him. And those who seek him will find him. So this is not a losing or maybe or whatever. Maybe it works or maybe it doesn't. It's guaranteed that when you seek God, you will find him. There is no room of losing. There is no room of failing. But if you seek him with all your heart, you'll find him. And he says he loves those who love him. How do we show that we love God? We show it by seeking him. We show it by obeying his word, by obeying his commands. How can we obey the commands if we don't know them? We need to know them. How do we know them? By going back to the word of God. So anything and everything we do, it takes us back to his word. It points us back to his word. That's the only way. For Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We can get, there is no way, there is no any other way we can get to him but through Jesus and only through his word. And verse 18, with me the riches and honor, enduring wealthy and prosperity, they are with him. So all the riches we are looking for, all the honor, all this frustration that is going on, people do not respect me, so-and-so dishonor me, so-and-so is not respecting me, it's all found in him. He said, with me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity, they are in him. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. There are a lot of things we want. There are a lot of things we desire. All those our desires, our wants, whatever it is, when we seek him first, then all these things will be added to us. And he said, with me, with wisdom, with God. Have you seen, I have read not too long ago, I read this article and it was talking about people who had won a lottery. Some had won hundreds of millions of dollars. Everybody who won at least more than $10 million and above. And they had a whole list, a page and a half, a list of people who won all these millions of dollars, but they are poor right now. They are homeless right now. Why? Because they did not know how to manage it. They did not have the wisdom to be good caretakers, be good administrators. Money. It was just money. It was not wealth. It was not prosperity. But when we have God, when we seek him and be the ruler and center of our lives, then all these riches and honor and enduring wealth and prosperity, they will endure, they will be with us. But if we don't have him, we're just reckless and just going. I'm recalling one of the Dr. Miles Monroe, the late Dr. Miles Monroe was preaching, and he said, if you don't have wisdom, you know, you get this a lot of money, and some people, they get these millions, they win lottery, and they start buying food, you know, cabbages for animals and this and that, and spending and squandering their money because they don't have administrative capability. They don't have the wisdom of God. Only God can give us that wisdom. It's the kind of wisdom you cannot get from the book. You can take any financial course. You can go to a retreat and go to a refresher course and this and that. But without God's wisdom, without God's touch, you will still sleep. I mean, look at the state of our nation right now. With all the resources we have, with all the riches we have, but we still have people struggling right now. America, with all what it has, what she has, should be able to take care of her people. Even during the what we are going through, this pandemic right now, she should be able to take care of her people. But because there is no wisdom of God, there is no good governance, and that's why things are going out of hand. But that's not where my focus is. And verse 19, my fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice gold. That's wisdom. Wisdom, when you have wisdom, have fruit, is better than fine gold. What he yields surpasses choice silver. And with wisdom, he helps us. He holds our hands. And we walk in the way of righteousness, along the path of justice, bestowing a rich inheritance on those who love me and making their treasures full. He makes our treasures full. That's wisdom. That's knowing God's will. That's his desire. That's God's will to make our treasures full. That's God's will that we do not lack anything. That's God's will. That even sometimes I have heard testimonies. You go to the grocery store and, you know, just things, you find sales, you find deals, that, you know, just to expand the stretching your dollar. And that's God's grace, that's God's favor. So this morning, I want to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, as we are seeking to know God's will, it is all rooted and found in his word. Obedient. Just the head knowledge of the word is not good enough, but we need to live the word, to be obedient to the word of God, to trust our God. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, and in all your ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. When we trust him, he will direct us. We don't have to be carrying a little notebook and checking and see where we are and see what we need to do. No. But if we trust him and we do not lean on our own understanding and in all our ways to acknowledge him, yes, he will direct our paths. There are often times, I gave a testimony not too long ago. I don't know whether it's this setting or a different setting I was at, that I was driving. And for whatever reason, I know how to go to my house. I know the route to go to my house. For whatever reason, I made a turn. I don't know why I made a turn, but after I made that turn, and then I figure it out. Oh no, I made my turn so quickly. I need to get back on the interstate. And I had to drive at least a couple miles to get back on the interstate. Lo and behold, I get home, and on the news, that particular 2-3 mile block on the interstate, there was a major accident. If I had not made that turn, I was going to be stuck in that traffic. And just God, that God is ordering our steps and protecting us and guiding us. That's his favor, that's his love. We just have to trust him. Trust him in all our ways. And he will direct our paths. And to honor the Lord with all our possessions. There is a scripture that talks about honoring the Lord with all our possessions and with the first fruit of all our increase. And when we honor him, that is talking about the tithes and offerings and helping the poor, those who are in need. And the Bible says when we do that, our bounds, our pantries, our bank accounts, our homes, whatever, there will be plenty, there will be filled, there will be an overflowing. God, when we trust him with everything. So this is part of knowing God. It's all intertwined. You can't do one and not the other. You have to do the whole package. That's why we keep on getting encouraged right here at this circle of friends. It never fails. All the time we are encouraged to read the word of God, to get understanding, to get knowledge and of the word of God. Because when we do, we know that we have to give God the first fruit. We need to give God the offerings and all this so that we will get an increase. We do not want to rob God. So we just thank God this morning for his word, and we thank God that we are just seeking him, and we want to know him. We want to know him so that he will lead and direct us. Only his voice we want to hear. Only his voice we want to follow. Not the voice of a stranger we do not want to follow, but the voice of a good shepherd. Because our God is a good shepherd. He is the one who laid down his life for his sheep. He is the one who prepares a table for us in the midst of our enemies. He is our God. So this morning the lines are open and we just want to thank him. We want to praise him. Whatever it is, you know yourself where you need to be refilled. You know yourself where you need him to touch you. You know yourself where he needs to strengthen. You know yourself. Nobody can tell you. You know, be honest with yourself. So open up your mouth this morning and call unto the Lord and say, I want to thank you, Lord. I want to love you. I want to be led by your spirit. I want to be obedient to your way. So this morning, let us all pray and ask the Lord to lead us. Hallelujah. Oh my God.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord thing, Lord God, so much better than a cottage seat. Lord,
you are the
true
God.
Thank
you, Father, for you are wonderful.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So we thank you, God. We pray you this morning, God. Thank you, God.
About wisdom, and you know, as we get to know our Father, as we seek and hear His voice, we will have his wisdom. As we read his word, we will know the wisdom of the word and make those good, sound decisions. So we thank you so much for sharing that word with us this morning. Thank everyone for being here to listen in and to glean. And we pray that your heart has been moved to be where God would have you to be. I pray that you have a beautiful weekend and that all things wonderful will come into your life. I pray that you will keep your eyes on the Lord and not on your circumstances, knowing that all things are possible when we believe in the Lord. Our God is so good. He's merciful and his mercies endure forever. I love each and every one of you. I love what you do. I pray that each and every one that has sown into the ministry, whether it's financially, with your time, even your talent and your tenth, you know, we know that God will bless and increase and enlarge you. And I decree and declare that those who have sent in offerings that you would offer for multiplied at least 1,000 more than what it is, according to Deuteronomy 1:11. That's a powerful blessing. And we know that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow to it. So just keep your eyes on the Lord, trust in him, and know that he's bringing it to pass in Jesus' name. Amen. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Have a good day.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.